No, that's surprising. That does surprise me because around a couple of years ago, the airfare, I think they were doing it for under £400. And obviously, if you can afford a computer, you can afford to come back. I just wonder why you've never made the trip home then.
It's probably a matter of priorities. It costs, say, £400, which is a little over $1,000 Australian, and then you add everything else to it. And, we have budgeted, we have costed a trip. And bearing in mind I have a family now, and we would all have to go. God help me if I went over there without taking my wife. And, the actual cost would be quite high. And, we do have other expenses here, and it really just has come down to priorities. I do intend to be back there within the next couple of years. Now that I've made contact with my relatives again over there, because we did actually lose contact with most of my relatives for quite some time, but now that we're all in contact with each other again, I guess I can bludge a few free nights accommodation over there, which will make it a little bit cheaper for me.
Well, it's actually easier, and it costs nothing to talk to people on Skype now compared to phoning people once a month on a phone line, which cost a fortune.
Well, yeah, that's right. And I've introduced my parents to the benefits of Skype, and I speak to my cousin regularly down in Brig now using Skype. And my parents talk to one of my uncles over in Bradford. He still lives in Bradford, they absolutely love it. I remember when we first came over here and we wanted to make a phone call back to England from the little country town where we lived in, and you would actually have to book an international phone call.
Right.
And that's in the early 80s, late 70s and early 80s, and it really was a culture shock for my parents. Because when we moved over here, we didn't just move to a city in Australia. We moved to a very, very small country town. And there was no phone in our house. We had to use a communal phone down near the pub. And needless to say, we only lasted a year in that town before Mum and Dad moved on.
Right. Was your father involved in farming or was he a miner? Is that why he moved to the outback in Australia?
No, he was actually a diesel mechanic.
Right.
And at that time, there was a massive demand for mechanics.
Right.
And he came straight out here and got into a very good job in the country. Fortunately, they decided to move back to the city. That's when we moved back to Perth. It's hard to describe the difference. I mean, you would have seen it on movies and TV shows about country Australia. And, mate, it is true. What you see is true.
Right.
You know, the kangaroos jumping down the streets. And some of the people, well, a bit strange, but I guess most Australians are.
Right. They tell me this. At the minute, there's a big thing in Australia. Two £10 palms, one from Wales and I think one from London, are both neck and neck vying to be Prime Minister. The female one, she actually, did the dirty on the leader of the Labour Party to get where she is. How do you feel about that?
Well, they're calling it a hung parliament, and most people would like to see most of them hung. And it's our Labour Party and our Liberal Party, and they're the two main forces in Australian politics, and it's coming down to a few small seats who's going to determine who's actually going to lead the country. The current Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, she's the Welsh lady. I'm not allowed to call her a Taffy, am I? But she's a Welsh lady, and she basically really did the dirty on the former Prime Minister of the country. She had the backing of the union movement, and that's what really cost the Labor Party a sound win in this election. It's because most people over here don't like people that turn on their mates.
Yes.
It's a very un-Australian thing.
I understand that. Yeah.